Have you gained some weight? Because today's podcast is especially for those people who have gained weight and who want to reduce their weight. Maybe you are not fat, but you want to reduce your weight. Because in this lockdown, people were sitting at their home. Nobody was working, nobody was even walking. If you had a gym at your house or some exercise equipment, that was good. But then too, we had this laziness because we didn't have any work because of the lockdown, right? So today we are going to talk about regulation of food. Let's start, and I will continue this podcast, and this specific episode will contain a lot about your diet and food in future subparts. So food is very important for us, okay? Food provides us one of the most elemental forms of pleasure, right? Because food is of very much importance to us, because we have been evolved in a way that whenever we see food, our desire for it increases a lot, because food is necessary for survival, and our brain has taught us that if you see food, you just will have to eat it. And that's the reason our ancestors prefer eating more food, because they used to utilize the energy, and the energy could be obtained from food itself. But now it isn't the case, right? We can live without using a lot of energy. Even though we sit at a specific place and we work, so energy is not utilized as much as we think of. So what happens is, most people are addicted to specific types of food, and if there is any change in their diet, it is likely to create a deep satisfaction in them. Okay, it creates a lot of dissatisfaction. So food should be always loved for the nourishment it provides. Okay, that's what people say. Food should be loved, and in Indian culture especially, food is respected a lot. Food has a lot of respect. Yes, really, because it is the one because of which we survive, right? So make sure that your food is your medicine. Let your food be your medicine. That is what Hippocrates said. He was the father of Greek medicine, and he said so nicely, right? He said, let your food be your medicine. So in Vedic India as well, people followed an integral way of life, okay? Food was a major topic of discussion even among the sages. Food is very important, right? It is the utmost important thing. We have importance for water and air as well, but those are available easily, not food. Food was not available that easily. In the earlier ages, people used to survive only for food. So that's the importance of food, right? So many people think that food is a big problem, but it isn't a problem. Food is regarded merely as the source of energy and substances, but it will not have become a big problem in health at all. It is we who have created a problem of it, right? So do you know this, that half of the diseases and ailments of man may be traced directly or indirectly to the problems of food? The way you eat food, the food which you eat, this matters, okay? And it gives you diseases, or it may keep you healthy as well. It depends on your diet. So by controlling the food, the whole body comes under control. Yes, because we are providing the body energy through the food, and if your food is good, your body is going to get a lot of energy, and you will be staying active even at midnight, even at four at the night, even at three at the night, and you may work. So you may increase your productivity, your final performance, by having a healthy diet. So Sir William Osler pointed out many years ago that only a small percentage of what we eat nourishes us. The balance goes to waste and loss of energy. Okay, so that's the thing, right? Even though we think that we have eaten a lot of food, it may be very delicious, but then too, whatever goes in is not that much, right? So we should develop a proper attitude towards eating. We should not go on eating anything we want, right? So hurry, worry, anger, distractions, and chattering should be avoided while eating also. So this is by Swami Bhajanand. He said, after a dinner, sit a while. After a supper, walk a mile. Okay, yeah, pretty weird, right? After a dinner, sit a while, and after a supper, walk a mile. Okay, maybe we will make out a meaning out of it sooner. So in this particular time of 5 minutes, we learned that food is very important. It provides us energy. So make sure to have a proper chart. Don't go a systematic way that I will note down whatever I eat, but just be sure what you eat. Okay, just be conscious enough about what you are eating and make sure to eat food made at home. Okay, so that's for this particular episode. In the next episode, we will give you an idea about how to plan a proper diet, and after that we may help you with a lot of stuff, because the lockdown has made people lazy and people fat. Okay, and we will have to reduce this fat, or else we will fall back in the real world right afterwards. So make sure to click the heart button and save the playlist. Till then, take care, stay safe, and most important, have a healthy diet.